So the aim of this gathering, you can come in closer or you're happy there. So the aim of this gathering was to see how many experienced souls we have. Because, you know, now that we are at this time in the history of the Yajna, with only one Dadi left and not so many seniors left, it's good to know who's a Sentuasi, who is experienced, because anytime something can happen, and Happy is looking after this group together with a little team. So let me first introduce Happy. Do you all know Happy? Happy's from Vietnam. How long have you been in Gyan, Happy? 17 years. And so she's kind of a little part of a little team looking after this group. So, you know, just so you know her as well, because, you know, we're at a time when anything can happen. And actually, we just had an incident, and I realized, I think last night, Mirabens left this morning, early morning, but pretty much I was the only senior around to make decisions and to, I tried to call Surya by, but that's the situation that we're in. So just introduce myself. So some of you may know me, but my name's Maureen. It's Maureen, but I came to Gyan the same time as Maureen from London. So they always used to mix us up. They always say, message for Maureen. Then both of us turn up. So Didi Manmohini gave me the name Maureen. Maureen is peacock. So Maureen is a peahen. So that's, she always gave funny names, really funny names. And yes, yes. Well, it's not as beautiful. It's the humble little peacock. But Sister Maureen from London was given the name Mowgli. You know the name Mowgli? It's the little boy in Jungle Book, no? So that one didn't stick. That was too funny. Mine was a little bit funny. Hers was more funny. But she was very famous for giving funny names. And so I use this name Maureen, especially in the BK family, so we don't get confused. And there's also another Maureen in Perth, in Australia. And interestingly, she's also been in Gyan about 40 years, and we all are born on the same year, in the same year, and have quite a few similarities. So I've been with Baba since 1977. And when Didi Nirmala left the body, you know, again, such big things happening now. When Didi Nirmala left the body, there was not anyone to step into her place. Think about it. There was not anyone in the Asia-Pacific region. So now there's a regional coordinating team. So I'm on that team, and there's eight of us. So Didi Nirmala was replaced by eight souls. And I think this is going to happen probably if the others are not able to serve until the end, because, you know, we don't have that, you know, that caliber, that level. So this is what it is. So I'm especially here to look after the Asia Pacific region, but because there's not many seniors around, Rajni Ben was here, Mira Ben was here. So what they were doing is meeting all the groups. So if you want to, for the group to meet me, you can arrange it with me. Because like some, only two from Holland, and I don't know. How many from Malaysia now? 32. This is a big group, 32. Okay. Do they all speak English? Yes. Not all. Some Tamil? Yeah, yeah, 32. You're also from Singapore, right? Five from Singapore. Okay, okay. So Holland, there's just two. Australia, I think there's two, three. Vikash came today, so yeah. And Sister Gauri is leaving soon from Sri Lanka. Oh, okay, good. So you'll be here for this whole season. And you've been with Baba how many years?
39.
Yeah, 29 years. So she has good experience. But it's good to know who's around, because there was a little situation last 2 days with a sister who has no history of any mental health problem, as far as we know. But it was a great learning. It was a really good learning. First and foremost, when we fill out our forms, were you all asked to put your emergency contact? She hadn't put the emergency contact, and she wasn't able to talk to us. So when there's a situation, you know, if there's any situation with any of your students, it should be in the record, so you can call Sister Kasturi or get in touch with Sheshi Ben or go through, you know, Happy or one of the team, so that you can find their emergency contact. Because imagine, if anything's happening, who are, you know, we don't want to make decisions for them. So it's really important that you have their emergency contact. And when we went to the hospital, have you ever been into the hospital? As a patient? Yes. Any other patients? Outpatient. No, patient stayed there. Stayed there. So one thing that was also very interesting is we needed a little bit of security because of the situation, and the brothers would not get involved because it was a sister. So they were scared. You know, in this day and age, a brother's very careful of a sister because there can be accusations, all these things. And so myself and the other sister had to kind of take care in that sense, but just to be aware of these kinds of things, because, you know, I asked the security, they said, no, we're not doing anything if it's a sister. So, and this sister had no history, but it happened also with one IP guest. We just finished the IPIP retreat, and one of the sisters, very, very similar, just too blissed out, too excited, you know, wasn't really other things, but too excited. But the one from Middle East was very good. We said, you know, don't fly now, because they were leaving the next day. And we said, don't do that, just be here. And she had enough clarity to say, okay. So she really grounded herself. She said, I want to fly, but you don't want me to. We said, no, we don't. You just be here. But the big thing was her brother was here. So we didn't worry too much. We didn't have to make decision. You know, like they said, send her to the hospital, but we left it to the brother to make any decision. And of course, they know their stories, because sometimes it's also emotional. You know, maybe she didn't want to go back because, you know, so much happens here and our situation back home is very different. So he was able to help her. So at least you know Happy. And there is also an emergency number. Do you all know that? There's an emergency number of Sister Dharti who stays here. And I think it's still on display, isn't it?
Yes.
It's still on display. So I suggest all of you get that number. I don't know. Yeah, but you all get that number because she's amazing. She's a young sister, but the way she was handling the situation, calming the sister, because, you know, the sister didn't want to go with us somewhere. And she said, let's go down to Baba's room, you know, like at least to move her away from that situation. And, you know, but she was just, I just was so impressed how she was handling the situation. There's another sister, Shilpa. She's on the team. She also was there and very helpful. And the team's also, who else?
Rishi
from Agra. So that's good. We have him here as well. And Suman Ben, of course. So Suman Ben, you know, really is, I mean, Didi Sadesh is back today. But sometimes we don't want to involve her in, you know, like you have to think who is the right person to involve where, and we want to use her more for sustenance and, you know, and look after her because, you know, she's not young anymore, but still very fit and active. But, you know, we're protecting the elders. So making decisions like this, Sumenben is really the main senior here to be able to navigate all of this. So we were keeping in touch with her. But it could be a health situation. But, you know, imagine if this sister, now she's stable, but if she didn't stabilize, it's a very big thing up here on the mountain, thinking what to do, you know, to take her back to a country, to contact the embassy, you know. It's all these kinds of big things. And we're all used to having somebody to take care of all of those things. But we might be called on now to help and make decisions, language also, you know. So we have to just be ready for everything. And if there's any situation with any of the students, you know, if you're a little bit unsure, you can talk to Sumenben. She would be the best one, or Dorothy if it's a health issue, and then she'll be able to take care of that. But hopefully they all have their emergency contact. Maybe you can ask them when you filled in the form, did you put your emergency contact? Or you can even check for your, because you don't know when it will happen and what will happen. So it could be accident, right? It could be anything. So this is the time in the cycle that we have to be ever ready. And if you haven't already done the mental health training or seen the manual that's being prepared, it's really good to be familiar with that, because they really tell you how to handle different situations. And we can do that training. You know, is there going to be a training, this particular group? Yeah. But at least, you know, there are these things in place for us to make things easier. And you can. Yeah. Yeah, you know, from your country, I would ask for a copy to keep in your center. We also had in Australia once a sister who'd kind of moved into the center. She turned up with all her belongings and said that she wanted to stay because that's what she wants. You know, so these kinds of things happen, and you have to be very loving, but also very firm to do something, take decisions. Luckily in Australia, we have a mental health team that will come to the residents, and they were very gentle. Maybe a little bit too gentle, because they wouldn't make her do anything that she didn't want to do, which is good, you know, because then she trusts them. But it also is kind of difficult, because we also couldn't let her stay at the center. And she'd come with all her things, with nowhere else to go. These are the kinds of situations we're going to be facing more and more, you know, so we all just have to be ready for this. And also, you know, it's really the time to make our stage very strong. I asked the Madhuban, the Gyan Sarovar Niwasis, how are you all now that Didi's gone? And they said, we've been working on our own selves for so long. You know, we all feel quite stable and not dependent, you know. And I think this is also the stage we need to be in. I mean, we want to take directions. We're not independent as far as like making decisions and things like that, but really independent for our stage. Because we're all being trained to be rulers, you know, we're all Rajyogis. And so I feel personally that some people used to complain about having a hierarchy. You've heard that? Yeah. They didn't like having a hierarchy. But now the hierarchy's gone, I think we're all missing it. You know, we don't realize what we've got till it's gone, you know? But now that hierarchy is pretty much gone, and I see my role, you know, because I don't see myself as Didi Nirmala, But really that role of empowering everyone, and that's why I called all of you, you know, to really, we all need to step up and be mature, be, you know, self-reliant spiritually, at least spiritually and physically, so that we can be there for the masses, not just to mention who's here now, but for the masses around us. Because, you know, like Sister Janti, were you there for her class the other day? Look at Sister Janti also. The demands on her. During the IPIP, she came up for 2 hours, met the guests, went back, and then she came yesterday, the day before yesterday, for 2 hours, met everyone. Now she's gone. That's it. That's it. So, but you know how they're having to play many parts, and you know, you imagine what's going on. So the more we step up and we can support them and be mature, you know, and you know, really strong in our own selves, then it will be good for the yajna. So this is a time for happy to see who are centawasis, who are more experienced, and, you know, just to see who's around. And this group, totally, how many? How many in this whole group? About 150. So it's one of the smallest groups, maybe? One of the smallest groups that we'll be having. Yeah. So you're all very lucky, because that's got its own little benefits, hasn't it? That it's quite intimate, more silence. And do you want to say anything about the program, about anything to this group, Happy? Yeah, some people are putting their small clothes for wash. So just make them aware that we don't do that. That's just one request. And anything else you want to say about the group, about how it's all going? And Happy is in very close contact with Trish, so she's very much Trish's instrument in doing everything. So all the time checking everything and making everything right. Yeah. Yeah. What I'm asking is, if you want your group or your country group to meet, then if you let me know, then we can meet together. Like, you know, Sister Mira asked me to meet the Malaysian group and the Singapore group, for example, because they're big groups. Us. What would you like? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see how the timing goes, if we can have another little gathering. What do you... Great. A workshop. Yeah, good. Ah, good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Anyone else? Any other questions, concerns, any suggestions for supporting the groups that are here? That's good to know. Oh, okay. So that's in the program already, on the 4th. So that's really good. Yeah, really good. Yeah, right. What's the workshop on, Happy? What's the topic? Oh, is that for centawasis? Is that the one you're talking about, Happy? Ah, so it will be more mental health, and mostly mental health or other problems? Conflict, sanskars, yeah. Dealing with conflict. Obstacles, good. Good. It's a workshop, so... Yeah, very good. Good. Yeah, great. Oh, day by day you'll hear. Right, day by day. Yeah. Any other concerns or issues? Yeah. You're supporting the group that's here, the four that are here. Can she have permission or how does she go about that? You could ask Singapore. You can ask Sister Lakshmi, as there's not a Sentawasi here. Can I join this group? Or I can ask her if you want. But that would be good. Because mostly we just want mature souls that can support others. It's not so much title-based, which is why we extended it for this group. Anyone else not a Sentawasi? You're not a Sentawasi? So what's your role at the center? You help out. Yeah, but you're kind of a regular sevadari there and a support. Yeah. And you're from Sri Lanka?
No, I'm from Malaysia.
Malaysia, also Malaysia. Okay, so maybe it's a good time to do the introductions, but just see again. Any other issues that we need to look at during, that we can support each other during this time that you want to bring up? Fourth, yeah. Yeah. In the morning or evening? Okay. At 10 o'clock. Oh, well, you missed that one. But you can listen online when you go back because it'll be there in the recording. It's a pity because workshop, you can't hear much. But make sure that you get that document that gives you very good guidance how to... You want to speak anything about the document? Yes. Right. Yeah. So do you know the mental health team in your country? Maybe you don't have one. Yeah. So maybe in the region, if not the country, you don't have. You sure? So, how many Brahmins? 5,000. I heard. More than 5,000. I think you better get one. More than 5,000 BKs in Sri Lanka. Yeah, incredible. Yeah. Yeah. That's why the Yajna is putting a lot of emphasis now on this mental health. Because the same in Australia, that sister who had the psychotic episode, had no history of this before. It was just stress-induced. Let's have a minute. And I also wanted to say that I think we need to be particularly careful of souls who've come to Baba online, Zoom babies, because there was one I'm also helping, looking after the center in Taiwan. We're restarting now after COVID. But there was a sister who I found out about through someone. And she was living in Taiwan, Indian background, student. She came to Baba online. And she'd been studying about 2-3 years. And so we invited her to Australia because I thought maybe she can be a good instrument in Taiwan. But sometimes when people come to Baba online, and this particular sister also was a Zoom baby, they're a little bit up there because everything's so perfect. Imagine you only knew Baba online and the family. Everyone's quite perfect, right, online? Like, if I present on Zoom, you can think I'm just perfect. But you meet me in reality, I have a personality and shortcomings like everyone else. But they don't get that exposure and, you know, they study a lot and they want to become perfect. So I would also suggest that when you have people who've been online for a while, you really make the effort in your country to get to know them, especially before they come to Madhuban, especially before they come here, because, you know, we brought her to Australia and, you know, she's chopping the vegetables so slowly. We said, can you do a little bit fast? She said, I'm remembering Baba. And she made the smallest mistake. And the way she was talking to me, I thought she'd broken purity. It was such a big thing. And it was the smallest, tiniest thing she'd, because she was told to taste the food before offering to Baba, and she'd tasted the Thursday Borg and wasn't sure if that was okay. But, like, not such a big sin, right? But, you know, just be aware of what, imagine what it would be like if you came to Baba and you were online for 2-3 years without meeting a BK. Yeah. And all the big teachers, you know, and one of the teachers online said you should have a raw food diet. So somebody was just on raw food, you know, and that can affect mental health. You know, so things like this, you just, you know, try to keep in touch with those Zoom babies because you don't see them often enough to know that they're balanced. Because one thing I like about that Mike George said that made a lot of difference in my life, that perfection is not up there, it's here. So I think that's a very good message for every BK. Perfection is balance, right? It's not going to be in any way anything extreme. Anytime you're going to extreme, it's pretty addictive. You know, it is a mindset that is very driven and not. So just encourage everyone, you know, to just be in this balance. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we're getting this sister to walk on the grass every day for some time also to balance, you know. Balance and grounding is so important. Good, so let's have some introductions because we don't want to be late for the inauguration. So let's just, and how many years you've been in Gyan will also be a little bit helpful. We don't like to put that much on it, like Dr. Satish Gupta, he does our heart program, and he said the hardest people to help are BKs because they say, I've been 40 years in Gyan. And he said, yeah, but how long's Gyan been in you? So I don't know if we can answer that question. How long has Gyan been in me? But anyway, we've got to start somewhere. Sister? For the group. Yeah, see, good experience. And your name? Pakyam. Pakyam, lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, also pharmacist. Yeah. Ah, pharmacist department. We'll have to be a little short because we don't want to be late for the inauguration. That's it. Thank you, sister. Thank you. So we'll keep not stories, but just where you're from, which, so you're from?
I'm from Malaysia.
Malaysia? Yeah. Mm. Great. And your name?
Govind.
Huh? Govind. Okay. Yeah, but we can call you Govind.
Yeah.
Govind. Govindan.
Roy, I'm from UK, based in Oxford Retreat Centre, and I came in Norwich in 1993.
In Scotland? Mm. Okay, happy from Ho Chi Minh, Saigon. Da Lat. Yeah, you're in Da Nang, right? Yeah, Da Nang, yeah. Can you say your name again? Sarojana. Sarojana? Okay. Huh? Visalajin. Visalaji. Visalaji. Yeah. 18 years. Are you? Oh, lovely. Same smile, yes. Yeah. And where? Which center? In the Blue Mountains outside Sydney. Oh. Same batch. Yes. Which place are you staying? Singapore. And there's just one center now. Yeah. Yeah. Now Singapore has something like 250 BKs. Yeah. Amazing how it's grown.
Yeah,
great. Yeah, great. Good, brother. And how many years with Baba? 25. Where they had all the fighting. Did they? Yeah. So you've been through all that.
I was not in the same time.
But you were in Jaffna. Yeah.
And 3 years I have been in Jaffna after the retirement of teaching
job. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what I was sharing in our national coordinators meeting, that a lot of souls don't have a long time experience in Gyan, but they've been through crises like this, and it makes them very experienced in a very practical way, how to use Gyan, how to deal with situations, and so it's a really powerful experience, that practical experience.
I was in Gyan for 25 years.
Yeah, great. Yeah, 25 years in Gyan. Yeah. Good. So I didn't say where I am, did I? Australia? I'm in Australia in the retreat center, Yarra Valley, outside of Melbourne, but also looking after Taiwan. In fact, I was the regional coordinator for the national coordinator for Taiwan, but for 2 years, no, 4 years, we had no center and no BKs. So I said to Didi, should I keep this title? And she said, get that center started again. So that's why we're now, since 6 months, we've hired a place to do Baba's service and slowly getting it up and running again, because Taiwan has 24 million people. It's a small island, but 24 million people and no center. So we're really hoping to get that started. So I want to offer you also a very beautiful blessing card. A sister from Hanoi, Vietnam, her and her daughter hand-painted these, hand-wrote them, and did about 400 for the IPIP and extra. So you're getting a hand-painted, hand-colored, and handwritten blessing card. Beautiful. So should we finish and then we'll be on time?